Flatus, with special features from theflatusshow.com. Hi, Deep Flatus Show listeners. This is indeed a Deep Flatus for October 4th of 2009. I'm Kenty. In Deep Flatus, Jose is dead and the world is going to rot. No, I'm only kidding. Jose, my co-host. I have no co-host on this show, the Deep Flatus. And I wanted to talk about something which has been on my chest. It makes me very sad. John and I have decided to change our relationship from that of, you know, being a partner to just being friends. It could be funny, but it's hard to say, hard to talk about. We've been together for a number of years, and I know we've drifted apart in some ways, sexually, over the past several years, over the past few years, and but despite that, I always felt that we were, you know, a family and had a future together. And when John started seeing Daniel, and we sort of outsourced our sex lives, that's fine. I can deal with that. I can deal with that if it's just sex. However, John fell in love with Daniel and has developed a relationship. And I knew this, and I sort of, you know, agreed to it, and that's fine, and it's nothing, you know, I can do about it. You know, he doesn't hate me, and I don't hate him, but I feel like my life has sort of changed. I took great pride in considering, you know, him my partner, and showing, showing that part to the world. And now that I don't have that, I feel this empty hole. And I know it will pass, but I wanted to share this with you guys. All two listeners of Deep Flatus. This is never meant to be. Deep Flatus is never meant to be publicized. I mean, if you find it, you find it, you listen to it, that's fine. As with, you know, Deep Flatus with the Flatus Show, this is really for my benefit. And if you're listening to this, you can share in my sorrow and shame. And I feel shamed. Not shamed, but I just feel shame that, like, I failed. That I waste, you know, all this time. I guess everybody feels this way. this is deeply personal. And you, the listener, who I don't even know, the first people I've told to publicly. He'll be fine, though. I'm glad. I'm glad you can hear that you're there. So, I'm not going to continue with this particular podcast. I mean, this episode. I think it's enough. Crying all over you. So, anyway, that's what's going on in my life. And it will come to pass. It'll be formally announced on the Flata show. But right now, I just wish I could just be alone. Somewhere. Not bother with anybody. Just take it. Try to make sense of it. You know? I guess this is really the result of not paying attention, you know, and overlooking things. I mean, I could see maybe, you know, in the past we could have done this. You know, we've waited 13 years, and I think it was mutual, you know, we liked each other enough, and we went on and lived, but there was something missing the whole time, and it's just now that we're living up to that and making the right decisions regarding that, you know? It's hard. It's just, you know, it's when do you stop, you know? It's like, when do you stop fighting a war and just let it go, you know? It's like, you know, sometimes you just have to let go and just accept your losses and go on as best you can, you know? So, anyway, thanks for listening. And I'll be around. I'm still podcasting and stuff, but, you know, hopefully this show should be my audio blog, but I think this is too personal for the Flata show. So, take care.
You've been listening to Deep Flatus. Thank you for listening.